Nearly 6 months to the day ago, the suburban Denver movie theater where 12 people were killed and nearly 60 wounded in a shooting spree. A theater has been renamed, remodeled, and cleaned, and now is reopening. Joining us live this is KOA radio reporter Jerry Bell. Jerry, this decision to reopen the theater there turned out to be pretty controversial out in your area, didn't it?
It sure did, although I would say the people of Aurora, they were asked to vote on this online, and overwhelmingly they voted for this theater to reopen. But amongst victims' families, some of them say this is always, it will be a slaughterhouse to them, and that they will not attend, and they're going to boycott the event. But there are still other family members who are going tonight for what will be a remembrance celebration before that theater reopens.
Jerry, to what extent did what happened in Newtown, Connecticut have an impact on how all of this is being perceived by the people there?
You know, I don't know that it really does. I think for the most part, people looked at this and said, this terrible thing happened in our community. How are we going to react to it? Are we going to let the bad guy win, or are we going to open up that theater and show that, well, we can still be entertained and go on with our lives?
What's been the reaction to the discussion that's taken place on reducing gun violence, the proposals that the president came out with?
I think there's a lot of people in this community who feel that those measures are good things. There's still a lot of people out here in the western part of the United States who are gun rights people who don't want to have any further restrictions. But here in our own state legislature, we're expecting a lot of gun laws to be discussed, among them things similar to what the president is proposing, limiting ammo clips, perhaps an assault weapons ban, things like that. Those things are in discussion on the state level.
Now, what about security at the theater? Has that been changed? Is it improved? Obviously, it's a bigger concern to those of us who are looking this at this from afar, because we recognize how he was able to get in by keeping that exit door propped open.
Yeah, I think one of the things I would tell you is that some of the families who are not attending tonight have lawsuits against the theater chain over the issue of security for that Batman movie that was premiering in other theaters around the country. Extra security was on hand. That wasn't the case at this Aurora theater. So I think you're going to see a stepped up presence of security for sure as this theater reopens, because that is a critical factor. In fact, they did have a security camera system, but that camera system did not have any exterior cameras. There was a lot missing from that system that could have been a lot better.
Well, Jerry, I hope things go well tonight, and I hope all goes well with the families of the victims, and they can get some closure, maybe move beyond what happened, that terrible event. Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it.
All right.
Jerry Bell, KOA radio reporter.